Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force.
Today on our program, we are having once again Dan Mahler. We learn by example that the gospel is best presented as a supernatural act of deliverance and healing. Now, that's in the Bible. If you remember Jesus' ministry, we can read how before he began a series of teaching, he began with a demonstration of God's healing and delivering power for the people. It was an act of God's exceptional love and willingness to intercede in our lives and bodies. And that's what we're presenting today.
Amen.
So, once again, here he is, Dan Mahler.
The sign follows the believer, not the person you're ministering to. The believer carries the authority. You don't have to have a clue. The believer carries the kingdom. That's why everybody Jesus touched was healed. Not because of their faith, because he knew who he was without a crisis of identity, without insecurity, without the fear of man. He knew where he came from, he knew where he was going, and when he touched, things happened. And it had nothing to do with people except that God loved them, and that's why he was here. And don't tell me we can't follow him because he said to. See, we've made it all about their faith, their attitude, their unbelief. We actually think if they talk negative, they can't receive from God. Well, they don't know anything. They've been discouraged for 10 years. They don't even believe in God. You're supposed to help them with that. I'm supposed to help them with that. Right? Come on, we're not trying to get them to theologically agree. The gospel's not word only, 1 Corinthians 4:20. It's not word only, it's power. You give them Jesus, not just tell them about him. It was a powerful time. And them beans came up just like normal. Man, let's not let our knowledge puff us up. Let's let love edify. There's always a chance, isn't it? When I heard a testimony of God raising a witch doctor 6 hours dead from the dead who died cursing God and cursing the minister, and God raised him from the dead 6 hours later, that blows everybody's theology out of water. Well, I don't believe he was dead in the first place. Well, that's the cynical unbelief thing. That just means you don't believe the word because the dead are supposed to raise. Well, how do I know they were healed? Well, you ought to believe it because it's all through your Bible. When you have a hard time believing a testimony of the Lord, you're just confessing you have a hard time believing his word. Who cares if they're faking the healing and the man didn't have cancer? God still is Lord over cancer. Why am I so afraid of men's deception? I just need to believe Jesus. Because men stayed something, now God's fallible? Are you all getting what I'm saying here? 6 hours from the dead, a witch doctor raises, who hurt the ministry for 30 years, who killed a dozen ministers and missionaries, martyred them. He dies cursing God. You think, well, judgment's come. You had your day, pal. The minister said when he died, he celebrated and felt like God decapitated a Philistine king. He said, you get so in the heat of battle, you forget that he's a living soul. And you actually feel when he dies like there's great victory. And yet his son, who was saved 1 month, turned and converted from witchcraft, saved 1 month, rocked him for 6 hours, crying out, Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. That's all he said for 6 hours. Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. See, it wasn't his fancy prayer. It wasn't his theology. It was his heart of faith. Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. After about 6 hours, Holy Ghost said, you know, I probably ought to go raise this guy up because this kid ain't quitting. Something happened. Listen, at some point you cross the line into faith where that rocking for 6 hours isn't matter. Well, if he was going to be healed, he'd have been healed by now because I've been believing for six. No, you just keep believing. When Bartimaeus cries out and Jesus looks like he's going to still walk and he had every reason to not believe, that's when he found true faith because he cried out all the louder in the face of every reason why not to cry out. And he didn't let human reasoning and rationale silence him. He got louder. And Jesus went, And he used to be blind Bartimaeus. It's powerful. So this witch doctor raised from dead. You know what happened to him? This bright light walked up to him, brighter than the sun. He said to the missionary, he said, Brother David, he said he had hair. It was white as a lamb's wool. This man can't read or write. He's never read the Bible in his life. He's a witch doctor. He gave his whole life to sorcery and witch doctor stuff. David said he had gained so much power in the dark realm that people feared him so bad, he would point to you and say, you'll be dead in the morning, and you were dead. So everybody feared him and gave him all their stuff, and he ruled villages with that kind of power. See, they work with demonic stuff. They go into villages and say, tomorrow that tree will be on the ground, and not one leaf remaining, and you will know that I am this and that or other. And in the morning, the tree's on the ground with not a leaf. Why? Because a bunch of little imps went over there and sawed the thing down and plucked the leaves all night because they got nothing better to do. They're just waiting for hell and fire. So why not deceive people and get the people to believe they're God? You'll be dead in the morning and the man's dead. You know what that does to a village that doesn't know Jesus? You know what that does to a village that claims to know Jesus? Because we value life so much. And we don't understand we're never going to die. So this man did some bad things. And guess what happened? He's laying, being held by the boy's prayers in a realm of mercy because he should have been burning already, right? And he just said he was just suspended in air, laying horizontal, flat, suspended in the middle of an expanse of nowhere. And he was aware, he was looking all around, and he was just suspended. He couldn't move, he didn't know what was going on. This brilliant light walked up to him, and he looked to see a man, he said, brighter than the sun. It's fascinating. He said his hair was white like a lamb's wool. He said, Brother David, his eyes were filled with flames and fire. He said, when I looked at his feet looked like the coals in our adobe ovens. And when he spoke, David, it sounded like when our rivers flood and the big rocks roll down the mountains. He said, and he looked at me with those eyes of fire. He said, my name is Jesus. I love you. And I woke up on my boy's lap. Jesus walks up to a witch doctor that died cursing him, that killed his servants through the merciful prayers of a son that didn't know how to let go.
Oh, that was wonderful, Dan. So, until we meet again, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. You can contact Dr. Rome or today's guest by logging on to www.globalairforce.net. Once again, the website is www.globalairforce.net.
All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding at gate 1.